Did you have any dreams about where you would practice when you were a student?
No, I never thought I'd qualify. I couldn't imagine myself actually being clever enough to go out and be a real vet. I came here for interview. The interview lasted all of 3 minutes. Saturday morning it was. I had a job to find my way into the surgery because at Staines it was very obscure. There was a door that said surgery and he opened it and he went into a little harness room with bits of old horse harness hanging up. And I thought, this can't be right. You really had to go around the side of the building and go in the back door. I'd been sent for interview by Professor McCunn, who was our professor of anatomy, another dominant figure in my life, who let me pass the examination in anatomy and taught us how to do that. You go into the fiver exam and a large bone is placed in front of you and you don't know what bloody species that's come from or what it is. He says, what is that? And he struck dumb. Well, he says, it's a bone, isn't it? Well, tell us it's a bone. Right, OK, it's a bone. And then, what kind of a bone is it? And you can see it's got a knob on the end like a femur. It's a femur. Well, that's two answers, you see. The fact you can't immediately say right femur of an ancient camel or something doesn't really matter as long as you keep the flow of talk going. That lesson has stood me in good stead. It failed me once, which is why I took 6 months extra in college. When it came to the path viver, it was Professor, as he became, Dr. J.T. Stamp. He sat me down and he said, tell me about enteritis. That's inflammation of the bowel, sir. He said, what causes it? And like a fool, instead of saying something I knew, I said, poisons. Oh, he said, that's interesting. Tell me about poisons. And I sat there dumb for a bit and he said, you can go now. So that was it. Come back in 6 months. If I'd passed it, I'd have gone to Streatley with the bright lads and lasses. As it was, I got an extra 6 months at Camden Town to sit the bloody things again, which was excellent, really, because second time round, I was much sharper.
Please, can you tell me some more about Professor McCunn?
Jimmy, he was a great guy. He was a really extraordinary man because he was doubly qualified. He was qualified as a doctor first and then as a vet. He had a brother who had a practice in West Ham who died young, and Jimmy used to double up by being a professor of anatomy and running a practice in West Ham, which he subsequently passed to J.J. Davis, who I saw practice with.
What was his style as a lecturer?
Oh, lovely. Relaxed. He took us on tours round the body. You're a red blood corpuscle, where you're going, that sort of thing. He used an obscure phraseology. He preached the anatomy of McFadgen. Now, McFadgen was principal, do you remember, a long time ago, and wrote McFadgen's Anatomy of the Horse. And he used a completely different nomenclature to Sisson, which is the standard anatomy we were being taught in. It's like being taught Greek in Latin or Latin in Greek. No relation. The extensor optimised some Carpalis, then changed its name to something else, so you really need to know both. So I learnt neither. It's simpler. As long as you could reproduce a diagram of how it worked, the names don't matter too much.